gather here together in the name of the Lord and worship Him, especially listen to His word. May God bless His word to every one of us. Let us pray. Almighty God, in humble adoration we come to you to worship you, the most gracious and loving Father God in Jesus Christ. You give us this new day with new opportunities to serve you, to be part of your kingdom. God, to be your fellow workers, and we pray that through your work and the work of the Holy Spirit, you will open our eyes for all the possibilities you give us to be good servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, your word is the words of eternal life. Please, through the work of your Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from Matthew 25, chapter 25, from verse 14. The well-known parable of the talents. I think all of us know it so well. I did remember that in school we were always reminded of talents. And in Afrikaans that will mean gifts God given us to work in this world and to live a good life. But reading this parable, we'll see that Jesus, a few days before crucifixion, tried to tell his disciples and followers the way they should serve the Lord. When Jesus started his public appearance, according to Matthew 4, verse 23, he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And here in chapter 25, he started verse 1 with the words, "At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like," and then the parable of the 10 virgins. And verse 14 he started again, "It will be, the kingdom will be." And that is so important to us to know, that Jesus said in this word, the kingdom will be like a man planning a journey and will leave. Because that reminds us of the words we read in Luke, that after the resurrection, the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, and then he was taken up into heaven and set at the right hand of God. When Jesus left, he entrusted his kingdom into our hands. We read, a man going on a journey, called his servants and entrusted his property to them. I think if we do understand that, we understand the work of the church and we as a church family. Every follower of Jesus Christ, everyone who confess with his mouth that Jesus is the Lord, believe in his heart, God give his kingdom to us and trusted it. He puts us in a position of trust. We trusted by God to serve him in this world. He went back to heaven. Now we are God's hands and feet and eyes and ears. We are responsible for God's work because he entrusted it to us. And this work is not only through ministries, not only on Sundays. This serving of God is every minute of every day. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. A servant life for the Lord. And the Lord, he gives us all the opportunities and all the possibilities. That's why he used the word talent. To work for him, we have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Servants of the Lord. And that is so wonderful. And he said, for the first one, he gave 5, for the other one, 2, and for the third one, 1 talent. But then we read this word, each according to his ability. Our gracious and loving Father knows each one of us. He knows our possibilities. He knows what we can do and what we not can do. So God does not expect things from us. Each according to his ability. And then he went back, went on his journey. But then the 3 servants made a choice. The first 2 servants said, we put in 100% effort. The third one we read about, received the 1 talent, verse 18, went off, dug a hole in the ground, and put his master's money in. We have a choice. Either like the first 2 servants, serving the Lord with all our heart and soul. The choice to put in 100% effort because we are entrusted with it. We are the workers of the Lord. And then the Lord, coming back, we read, after a long time, the master of the servants returned and settled accounts with them. And the two servants, making a choice to serve the Lord 100%, used only 14 words to say, Master, you entrusted me with 5 or 2 talents. See, I have gained 5 and 2 more. And the Lord said to both of them, well done, good and faithful servants. Come and share your master's happiness. Faithful because they've done their best. They put in 100% effort. They work for the Lord. That is the one choice. The other choice is the third servant. And interesting, when the third servant came before his master, he needed 44 words, not 14, 44 words. Try to explain why he didn't do anything. And interesting, he puts the blame on the Lord. We read, then the man who have received the 1 talent came and he said, Master, I knew that you are a hard man. In the original Greek, the Matthew tried to explain that this servant was sort of telling the Lord, I've heard about you. It is not really true, but I heard stories about you, that you are a hard man, harvesting where you're not sown and gathering where you not have scattered seed. Blaming the Lord and say, because I was afraid, I put your talent in the ground. I've done nothing. And then the Lord said to him, if it is true, if you really knew what you said, that I'm hard, that I gathered where I haven't sown, if it's true what you said, all the explanation, why didn't you put my money in the bank? This parable is all about making a choice to be faithful, and the word the Lord used for the third one, to be worthless. The words the Lord Jesus used here is hard words. In verse 26 he said, your wicked and lazy servant. Worthless in the kingdom of the Lord. We have a choice. We can be faithful servants thanking God every day that He entrusted His kingdom to us. And that we, through the work of the Holy Spirit, are willing to do all the work for the Lord, putting in 100%. Thinking of every opportunity and possibility we have in our family, in the work situation, in the school, everywhere, God give us an opportunity to build His kingdom, to work for Him, to live for Him, and to put in all we have, faithful. Or on the other hand, be worthless. Of course, we were lazy. We do not understand what the Lord is really asking from us. Let us look closely into our own hearts and lives this morning. Let us hear again that the Lord entrusted us with His work. Not the angels, no one else but we, God's people, we are responsible. And we are trusted by God to work for Him. Let us make sure that with the help of the Lord and through the work of His Spirit in our lives, we serve Him every day, this day, with all our hearts, and use every opportunity to be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. May God, in His grace and love, help us to understand and to open our eyes for every opportunity is given us every day. Dear God, we thank You for the privilege to may work and serve You. You are the great and the mighty God. You need nobody and no one of us. Still, You want us to work in Your kingdom. Thank You for trusting us, having faith in us. Although we let You down so many times, please, O God, help us to be faithful servants, that we may share in Your happiness through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.